Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, certainly time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Major League Baseball playoffs are here. In fact, Jones, we are going to the third inning in Game 1 between the Guardians and the Tigers. And believe it or not, it is Detroit with an early 1-0 lead.
Guardians got them right where they want them.
They do.
They've been down
they
against
do.
Scooble before.
There's
They've
an
come
unearned
back.
Run. There was an error in the outfield, but it's Gavin Williams on the mound opposite Tarik Skubal.
Misplay by the right fielder, whoever it was, on this nameless, faceless, awful-hitting Guardians team. But they never lose. They got them right where they want them.
They're probably serving $2 beers and $1 hot dogs, having the time of their lives there in Cleveland.
Good vibes, great chance, as you said earlier.
All right, 3 o'clock game. You have the Padres and the Cubs. It'll be old buddy Nick Pivetta versus Matthew Boyd.
I didn't realize that. Pavetta's their game one starter. Pivetta, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Nick Pivetta starting for the Padres. I'm taking the Padres in the series.
Going
Cubbies?
What happens in game one? Then I can alter my prediction like our
all
last
right,
guess.
If it's the Padres in game one, I'll take the Padres. Is that okay? Can I do
that? I'm taking your Cubbies.
Yeah?
I'm taking them.
Okay.
Cubby.
Garrett Crochet, Max Fried, as we discussed, a little after 6 o'clock. So the pregame, a little after 5 o'clock right here. On WEEI. And then the late game tonight, Dodgers-Reds. It'll be Blake Snell versus Hunter Green.
Hunter Green's nice.
Hunter Green's real nice.
I'll take the Dodgers, though.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I'm a genie in a grab bag. Baby, come on and meow.
I was looking this up just for giggles, Jones. The last time the Red Sox and Yankees played each other in the postseason was the 2021 wildcard game. You're thinking, that's not that long ago.
No, it's really not.
The Red Sox lineup that day has zero players that are currently on the roster, and the starting pitcher in that game also not on the roster. The Yankees, a lot of turnover, too, although the Yankees have Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. They were both in the lineup that day. It was a Garrett Cole day, so he's on the roster, too. He's just hurt. It was Nathan Eovaldi. Do you want the Red Sox lineup for the 2021 wild card game?
Yeah, I didn't remember that it was Eovaldi, to be honest. So keep going.
Was Kyle Schwarber at DH leading off.
Kyle from Waltham. Schwarbs. Nice.
Batting second, a postseason hero, Kike Hernandez.
Ooh, friend of the former afternoon show here that I was a part of,
Batting third, the third baseman, Rafael Devers.
See you never.
Your cleanup hitter at shortstop, Xander Bogaerts.
Hasn't really done much since he left.
Batting fifth, the left fielder, Alex Verdugo.
Good guy.
Batting sixth, one of the great slot receivers of all time, Hunter Renfro.
Hose in right field. Absolute hose.
Batting seventh, wouldn't have gotten this with 1,000 guesses.
Oh, wait a minute.
Kevin Plawecki.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have got that either. Is the catcher? Is he a Baldi's personal catcher?
Wow. He's behind the dish. He's behind the dish. Batting eighth. How this guy started a playoff game is also beyond me.
Nunez?
Bobby Dalbec.
Bobby Dalbec.
He was awesome in 21.
What position?
First baseman.
Oh, because they played him at first shortstop in the outfield. And,
and batting second leadoff. The second baseman.
Nooney?
Christian. Don't call me Bronson Arroyo. What a lineup.
Wow, that was such a bad team.
That was not a great team. They went all the way to the ALCS.
No wonder they backed in on the final weekend of the year.
It was kind of absurd.
And I thought they were going to lose the one game. But what a horrible team that was.
Red Sox went Nathan Eovaldi to Ryan Brazier, Tanner Houck, Handsome Robles, and Garrett Whitlock.
Wow.
Yeah.
A bad team.
Bobby Dalbec that year hit 240 with 25 dongs.
25 dongs? That was a good Adam Dunn impression. for half a year. Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
he did. How many steals away was he from 30-30?
Oh, well, yeah, get to the bottom of that. We'll get there.
He was 28 bags away, was never caught.
Wow.
Wow.
We had a Monday Night Football doubleheader, Jones, and
yeah, good games last night.
The Dolphins got their first win of the year, but it came at quite a cost as they lost Tyreek Hill for the season, dislocated his knee, also tore his ACL. So he had to get carted off the field.
He looked a little too happy to be have his whole knee torn up.
I feel like he hasn't wanted to play at all.
He's probably
all year.
He's got a lot to deal with. He's got a huge Father's Day coming up.
Yeah, in a few months. Lot of kids to raise.
Dolphins are 1-3. The Jets fall to 0-4. Justin Fields did not have a great game necessarily.
Well, good fantasy line.
No,
but yeah,
I understand
not
that,
a great real life game.
Overall, not a real life.
A lot of garbage at the end of that one. Yeah.
And then the late game, Broncos blow out the Bengals 28-3. So Denver and Cincinnati are both 2-2. Bo Nix, two touchdown passes and a touchdown run. And Jake Browning and that Bengals team look awful.
Bad.
Troy Aikman was offended watching the game.
He was.
It was just an absolute mess.
I forget what the actual gap was between the two teams, but the yardage
significant
gap between the Broncos and the Bengals was the largest in the NFL this season.
They were, they made reference to that as Joe Buck was just like getting so mad about
the game. Trying to fill time,
Total yards, it was the
Bengals. Like 500
to something. Bengals had 159.
Yeah, okay.
And the Broncos had 512.
Wow.
Yeah, something.
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
Huge deal for Kirill Kaprizov.
Wow!
Yeah, massive deal for the winger as the Minnesota Wild have signed him to an NHL record 8-year $136 million contract extension.
So the highest paid guy in the history of the sport is Kirill Kaprizov?
That's right.
Who I believe
makes less than Trevor Story.
I believe if you trace it back, the pick that went to Minnesota for Kaprizov was actually originally a Bruins draft pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice. They could have had him.
But
and
so,
you know who signed him? Their GM, Billy Guerin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bruins connections everywhere.
Yeah. Big fan.
Okay.
Big fan. Speaking of the Bruins,
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
Shootout loss last night to the Flyers.
Oh,
3-2. Jeremy Swayman, though, in net 19 saves on 21 shots.
Yeah.
I'm Mitch
All right, the NCAA has announced that they are moving the 2028 Women's Final Four to Lucas Oil Stadium.
Wow. With the big
Lucas
windows
Oil
and stuff there, yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Light shining through.
Yeah, you got to look out for the
it was going to be where they
time it out around sunset.
They were going to put it where the Pacers and the Fever play, but they're like, no, not enough. Not big enough.
Nope.
2028. I don't know if they think there's like another Caitlin Clark on the way, but I don't know how that's going to
go. What's her name at USC? Is she going to she'll be back for that? Juju Watkins?
Oh, mate. No, 2028? She'll be in the WNBA.
Oh, 2028. You said, I misheard the year.
No, so 20-
I thought you said next year.
No.
Sorry. 2028.
2028.
Oh, good.
She'll
I'll add that to my Google calendar.
She'll be rookie of the year, probably,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One battle after another. I mentioned it was the number one movie at the box office yesterday. Mm-hmm. Davey and I did a full review. You can check it out wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app, or wherever else. And some are saying best movie of all time. Ryan Davey loved this movie. Now you got to tune in to find out just how much he loved this movie.
But like, we're not ruling out that he might.
I'll tell you right now, nominee for movie of the year. That's sort of like the baseline.
Okay, sure.
That's a good baseline, though.
That
should get you in the door.
That's good.
Because it didn't make like a ton of money. It made a little bit more than the movie Him made.
Uh-huh.
But it's it got dual 6 out of 6s on the podcast, is all I'm saying. So you're gonna wanna check that one out. One battle after another. I know you're gonna think about watching it.
I'm thinking about
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Every day that I'm in making grab bag.
All right, well, I think we have a special guest in the grab bag.
Keith, I told you, we have a very, very special guest in the grab bag. Perhaps this can be a running theme throughout the Major League Baseball playoffs, but we are going to give you right now the Hogdale preview to Game 1, Red Sox and Yankees tonight.
Yes.
In the AL wild card round. Hogdale, go.
Yeah, fellas. One, good to see you. My preview for this series is... I like the Sox chances. I like the Sox chances a lot. Obviously, there's things to be concerned about. I think whoever wins Game 1 is going to win this series, and I have a lot of faith in Garrett Crochet to get the job done in Game 1. My vision on my vision board is 9-inning shut piece from Crochet tonight. Nice. Bayo gives you 5 tomorrow,
yeah.
And the bullpen slams the door shut tomorrow. In game two.
All right, so we can add
real quick,
Red Sox in 2 to the Hog preview as well.
You have a series MVP for us, Hog.
Series MVP, say Don Rafaela. Don't even have to think twice about it.
Love it.
Say Don, getting it done. All right, check him out at Hogdale_ for all of your coverage here.
Have a good call
throughout the Major League Baseball playoffs. Yeah, good luck tonight, Hog. Get ready.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks to Hog. 4 weeks in the books now, Jones, for the real football season as well as your fantasy season. And if you're struggling, you probably need to hit the waiver. So do you have a waiver pickup for us for this week?
I do. If you're an idiot like me and you dropped Woody Marks and you're a smart person like Nick, go out and add him and
scoop him up off waivers.
He's available in over 60% of leagues. He's the running back for the Texans, over 50 yards rushing and receiving each last week. The pickup of the week brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car, donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. We have a ball player who played 13 years in the majors, and he played for the New York Yankees, as well as the Toronto Blue Jays, and the LA Dodgers, and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Atlanta Braves, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Anaheim Angels. He was a one-time All-Star, a two-time Gold Glover.
Okay.
He played right field, which is great because he was also a right-handed hitter who threw from the right side.
Okay. So it's
everything
all,
right.
It's all aligned.
All right.
Okay.
He was all right in my book. He had a handful of 30 home run seasons, including Jones, two 30-30 seasons.
Wow.
A two-time 30-30 member.
Can I get an era?
Yeah, you can. Cup of coffee, 93. His full rookie year was 94. Last game played, 2005.
Whoa.
And anything else?
Yes. What years was he with the Yankees?
Okay, so he was...
So I got his full the scope of his career.
He was with the Yankees for part of 2002 and part of 2003. So what's tricky about it is he actually got traded.
You identify him elsewhere.
Yes. He got traded in the 2003 deadline, meaning he wasn't a part of that team that ripped our hearts out.
Mondesi?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Raul.
Nice.
Yeah, good one.
Okay.
I don't associate
played
him with
that many teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I think Mondesi had like Dodgers, Yankees, and maybe one other team.
No, by the Jays. End of the script, play for everybody. So he was Rookie of the Year with the Dodgers. He was part of that streak where they always had the Rookie of the Year. And then he made an All-Star team the next season, 15th place in the MVP 1 year, and his nickname was The Buffalo.
Nice. Pretty you good. Gotta love that.
Oh, yeah.
Raul Mondesi, who I've guessed
rocket
many,
for an arm.
I've guessed him many, many times in Random Ball Player. Finally, we got him.
I thought you nailed him.
Okay.
You nailed him down.
I've been meaning to do that for a long time.
Yeah.
Raul Mondesi, your Random Ball Player each and every day.
Hell yeah.
In the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.